Hello, my child. I have been waiting for you. Now, you have nothing to fear from me. You are in a deep sleep and are in the land of dreams, as this is the only way for me to make contact with you. Come closer. Do you know who I am? You are correct there. I am a goddess. But what is my name? Do you know who I am? I am Mother of All Things. I am Metis. There is no need to grovel. Not to me. Never. Come, just a little closer. It has been so long since I had anyone to talk to. Now, if you please, rest your head on my lap. My child, you are asleep. It is through the land of dreams that I am able to communicate with you. In fact, it is the only way I can. My child, I see it in your eyes, your suffering. You were born with power, but with no answers. They call you cursed, but that is not true. You are gifted, blessed by my offspring. Though the gods may have blessed you with power, I will bless you with knowledge. Hear my words. Listen as I tell you. Of creation. Before the creation of the world of Orbeez, there was nothing. Nothing but I, floating across the vast and endless sea of darkness. I was alone. Out of sheer boredom, I would occasionally fill the darkness with stars and surround those stars with worlds. I would fill several of those worlds with life, but they never made me happy. I wanted something that would stay with me, something that I could care for, play with, talk to, and to love. So I decided to create my first child, Graeus. With the vast darkness of the universe and my powers of creation, I was able to create my babe. But from the first moment I held him, I knew that he was troubled. He would scratch me with his sharp claws, bite me whenever I tried to breastfeed him, and his cries were so loud. His screams gave birth to the black holes that sucked various stars and worlds into oblivion. But in spite of the babe's wildness, I loved him. Graeus was my son, my first. When he cries, I sing to him. I pour all my love to him. In fact, my fondest memory of him as a child was when I would tickle his feet. Oh, his laughter. It was pure bliss. The love I had for him was nothing like I ever had before, and I wanted more. With the moons and stars, I created my next set of children to share in my love. Twins. A boy as bright as the sun, and a girl, the moon. Zuvius and Lydia, that is what I named them. Whilst Craeus's birth was violent and loud, theirs was quiet and gentle. Their laughter was like a melody. Their song soothed every tremor in every world. All except for Craeus. He was jealous. The moment Craeus saw the twins, he was jealous. I don't know why he should be, but he was. Was it because of their gentility? Their glow, their gift of creation. There must be so many reasons, more than I could fathom. I have always looked back on those days and wondered, what could I have done differently? Could I have prevented? I've watched my little darlings grow, not just in size, but in power. It was very clear that the twins were the most gifted, whilst Grace was the most dangerous. When they reached adulthood, they became masters of their crafts. Zuvius and Lydia created vast worlds more beautiful than anything I can create on my own. The life they fill them with gives off an aura of such splendor. But what the twins excel in, Kreis perverts. Kreis's worlds were dark, vile and deformed, filled to the brim with hideous, debauched creatures. The twins nurture their creations, but Kreis torments. I would scold him for his ill creations and terrible behavior, but it did nothing but increase his hatred, not only towards his siblings, but towards me. I would try to offer him counsel, support him the best that any mother should, but his anger only grew. He would occasionally make violent outbursts and butt heads with his younger brother, and Lydia and I would try to soothe him. Lydia always tries to calm Zuvius first, which only makes Kreis more upset. Whenever Kreis sees the two embracing each other, his eyes burn. I may have been blind to many of Kreis's reasons of anger, but I was not blind to the change of relationship between the twins. The love that Zuvius and Lydia share was like nothing I've ever seen. It was different. A love shared only between two people bound together. And Kreis was jealous of it. As the eldest, I believe, he thinks he has a claim to everything. The stars, the worlds, the universe. And Lydia. It wasn't long until Zuvius and Lydia conceived their first child. A daughter, Promethea. Promethea's birth was silent. She didn't weep or scream. She just looked upon us with curiosity. Zuvius and Lydia were thrilled with the babe, and I shared in their joy. But not Kreis. Kreis looked upon the child with pure hatred. Hated the way the babe looked at him. Hated how she represented the union between Zuvius and Lydia. He couldn't stand the sight of her. One day, Kreis took the child whilst we weren't looking. Took her and threw her across the great darkness. The act destroyed any sibling affection that the twins may still have had for him. Zuvius and Kreis immediately commenced battle. The universe shook with their clashes. Lydia was too distraught over the loss of Promethea to stop the violence, and the destructive power of the battle overpowered my pleas. Conflict finally ended when Zuvius threw Kreis upon a dying star. The impact and destruction of the star permanently scarred Kreis. With Kreis defeated, Zuvius and I demanded the return of Promethea. But Kreis told us that babe could not be found, and she is lost forever. So he claimed. Our searches proved fruitless, and grief filled the stars. Kreis fled to his dark corners and left us in our grief. The grief was long. Many years passed before Kreis returned, begging us for forgiveness, though still keeping his distance from us. And Zuvius and Lydia birthed many more children. Sons, Antigonus, Alexandros, Gaius, Anopolis. And daughters, Vesta, Tethestia, Tyra, and Aglaia. Promethea's absence was almost forgotten as our large family flew across the vastness of space. My life became far more pleasant than my time all alone, floating across the abyss. But my happiness didn't last as long as I would have liked. Remember when I birthed Kreis and his cries created those black holes? It is from them that the Titans emerged. They were fair, with long and pointed ears, wielding powerful staffs. There were male Titans, Namut of the Spring Staff and Sobis of the Fall Staff. And the females, the Titanesses, Amunsis of the Summer Staff and Tywinat of the Winter Staff. They and their acolytes emerged from the black hole with conquest in their eyes. It happened so fast. I was singing, making music with my daughter and my granddaughters. I was distracted from the dangers. No one was aware of the Titan's emergence. My last moments awake were filled with such happiness. It ended so quickly. Something hit me, and all went dark. But just for a moment. My eyes were closed, and yet I was aware of my surroundings. The war for dominance of the cosmos happened around me. Zuvius and Kreis combined their powers to lead the rest of the gods against the Titans. Zuvius and Ledia rode on their sun and moon chariots, smiting the Titans overhead. Antigonus charged into the enemy ranks covered in flames, whilst Alexandros, Tethestia, Gaius, and Terra flanked the Titans' otherworldly priests with all the powers of the elements, Anopolis crafting the gods' mighty weapons of power to shield them from the Titans' magic. And in the middle of the chaos, Festa tried to resurrect me. But things only got worse from there. As the war raged on, Kreis began plotting a coup. He would hide away in his dark nebulas, creating a massive force to help him bend the universe to his will. The war weakened the gods and the Titans, and we were completely unaware of what was coming. But before he put his plan into action, he sought Ledia's hand. During a respite, Kreis approached Ledia. He declared his love for her and promised complete mastery over all living things. He promised her dominion over the gods and Titans and command over legions. Ledia rejected him. She had never forgotten Promethea, never forgotten the pain and ruin he had brought upon our family. She declared her hatred for him and her undying love for her husband. Kreis didn't take the rejection lightly. He flew into a rage. The universe turned from black to red, and from the nebulas he summoned his horde, the demons. Horrid, debauched, and cruel creatures. Some ugly, some beautiful, some naked, and some in armor. They came in many different forms, and they spread across the universe, destroying any world they set their eyes on. But it was not enough for Kreis. He turned towards Ledia. Hatred in his eyes. They were red as flame. And his deformed form grew even more so. Black leathery wings, horns sharper than spears, and black armor to represent his true self. He raped her. My boy. My firstborn. What I would give to go back to when I tickled his feet when he was a babe. What made him into such a creature? Wasn't my love enough? The other gods heard her cries and immediately went to her rescue. Alexandros, the most loyal of Ledia's sons, with his white feathery wings, flew straight at Kreis and was the first to draw blood from him. Graeus and his demon horde were being overrun by the god's vengeful rage. The demons covered Graeus' escape into the nebulas, but as he fled, Ledia delivered unto him prophecy. Flee, Graeus, for there art not a place for you to escape thine betrayal of me. Flee, demon king, flee, for the babe you have forcibly given unto me shalt thou be thine enemy from this day forth. Flee, flee. Even now those words haunt me. Prophecies are dangerous, and knowledge of them is forbidden. But once heard, it cannot be changed. Graeus' fate is sealed. A question. Do I still love Graeus? Yes. By my children and their children's children, I still do. It is not easy. I try so much to hate him. Oh, so much. But he was my first. My son. As much as I may want to, I can't forget that babe I once held many eons ago. Oh, where was I? Ah, yes. Graeus' retreat. The demons fled with him to the nebulas, never to be seen for many years, waiting for the right moment to return. As the conflict raged with the demons, the Titans saw an opportunity to strike at the gods, showering them with magical fire and meteors, forcing them into a corner. When all seemed lost to the gods, a bright light shone on the Titans and their acolytes. What happened then made me question my sanity. Made me question if what I was seeing in this dreamlike state was nothing more than dream, or reality. In the distance, they saw a flock of creatures they'd never seen before. Griffin. And leading the charge, riding on a griffin herself, was the lost goddess, fully grown. Promethea. The Titans and their acolytes fled. And after so many years apart, Promethea and her long-lost family wept with joy and embraced each other. I cursed my imprisonment. I could not join them in the celebration. But it was short-lived, as everyone looked at their surroundings and saw the devastation the wars had brought. Many worlds were now lifeless and barren, debris from battles floating across space, forming asteroids. The universe was in ruin. Then Promethea, once again, came to our rescue. She told of her upbringing, of how she grew up on one of Graeus' barren worlds. As a child, it was clear that she was intelligent and clever, and like her mother and father before her, she began to create life. She turned the barren world into a beautiful one. Trees, grass, water, a world to call home. The name of this world was Orbeez. She told of how after Graeus unleashed his legions upon the cosmos, including Orbeez, she saw it the right time to muster her griffins and finally take the fight to her treacherous uncle and reunite with her beloved mother and father. Seeing as how Orbeez is now the only world with life to sustain them, the gods traveled back there to make a final stand against the Titans and Graeus' demonic legions. The gods followed her to their new home, and once there began a new world order. It was there where they built the mighty city of the gods upon the clouds and began assigning each other responsibilities. Zuvius became known as the king of the gods and god of the sun. Ledia, his queen and goddess of the moon. Promethea, the goddess of wisdom, reason, war, and honorable combat. Festa, the goddess of the hearth, home, family, and medicine. Antigonus, the god of war, fire, valor, bloodshed, and mayhem. Alexandros, the god of the heavens, air, honor, loyalty, music, and heroes. To Thestia, the goddess of the seas and oceans, waters, storms, and monsters. Gaius, the god of earth, nature, earthquakes, hunting, and king of the wild. Terra, the goddess of the harvest, hunting, fertility, animals, and queen of the wild. Opalus, the god of the forge and the arts, crafts, gifts, and riches. Aglaia, the goddess of love, beauty, sexuality, compassion, mercy, and peace. And finally, the son of Ledia and Graeus, was born within the city's walls. The world knows him as Persephocles, the god of death, prophecy, grief, the undead, ice, and the king of the underworld. It wasn't long, however, when the Titans followed them to Orbius. Fighting began again almost immediately. The Titans used their staff to shape the season of the world in order to make their mark on it. The rest, my dear child, you should already know. Promethea creates humanity. Nemut of the Spring Staff creates the elves. And the humans and elves have been killing each other ever since. And you, my dear, you have been blessed by the gods with incredible magic. I know you see these gifts as a burden, but you must understand, your fellow man needs your help. Dangerous forces are rising, old and new, and you must prepare the people of Orbius to face off this threat. The eruption. So terrible. Oh, nothing, dear. Do not mind an old woman's silly banter. You will live forever, my dear. That is one of the gods' many gifts to you. You will see history happen before you, and you will never join your loved ones in Persephocles' halls. I know the thought is very uncomforting, but it will pass. I promise. It will be morning soon, and you must awake. But remember, my dear, you will always find me in the land of dreams. Wake up. Wake up.